Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
My darlings, how are you? You are listening to the Sit a Spell with Teresa and Lisa, and it is the 5th of November. T, can you believe it is November?
I think it should be illegal at this point to be in November. It's too soon, it's too early, it's too frigging cold, and there's snow on the way, which does not make me happy.
I don't mean to giggle or laugh and be annoying, but T, your voice is so deep and sexy. What the hell happened?
Oh my well, God. I was on one of my adventures. I was on one of my adventures again, remember? I was up north in Duluth with the girls, and I spent a lot of time outside, usually by Lake Superior, where the weather was like 30 degrees and the wind was whipping off the lake, and I was poorly dressed. And my chest was getting worse, and my voice and my sinuses, and it was worth every friggin' minute. Damn it.
You sound like a 12. No, like your balls haven't, or they just, I don't know, but your voice is cracking me up.
My balls dropped a long time ago. Give me a break.
That's kind of what I wanted to say, but I didn't want to say it because you're the one that usually makes it go shark jumping. Actually, the last couple of shows, it's been me.
Yeah. Let's confess what you do, okay? Let's do that.
Okay, so your balls dropped.
My balls dropped.
When you were in Duluth.
No, well before Duluth. But, yeah, we went up there because we were going to do the Day of the Dead celebration that they have up there. And we got to Duluth, and we were out on a hotel that was out on the peninsula in Duluth. Wow. It's on Canal Street. So we were surrounded by all three places with water, which was cool because, you know, I get overly giddy and happy about wave splashing. And we had this awesome room, this huge suite. And they go, well, we're just going to put you into this room tonight, and then we're going to move you the next day because we had a free room or whatever. But the room that they gave us for the night was for somebody else the next day. So we thought, okay, no problem. This room has this nice little balcony. We go, we're looking out. We get to see the water. We're feeding the crows that are coming to eat and the baby seagulls, and it was all fun and games. And then the next morning, we're moved to our new room. So great.
Aww.
It looked like it was possibly the old linen room. And it was like half the size of the original room, no balcony. And we got six big women in here. And
oh, God.
Some of the crew like to pack a lot of stuff, even though you say pack light. And it took three of those carts that they give you to carry your crap in. We used three of them to carry all our stuff into the other room. So
Are
we're
you
trying to.
Joking?
I am not shitting you. I am not shitting you. It was amazing to try and find space for all this and be able to walk without tripping on someone. So I immediately, because this room was stifling and it was gross and the air wasn't moving at all in there, it was just like negative, I want to vomit. So I started setting up my Day of the Dead altar because, you know, we had our altar and I had my little skulls and all this, and I set it all up nice and pretty. And it was funny because Shelly lit her patchouli incense to try and clear the energy. And the next thing we hear is a knock on the door, and it's management going, you really can't be burning incense in here because we have customers that are sensitive and you can smell it all down the hallways. And you can't smoke in here. So she was insinuating that we were smoking in the room and burning incense to cover it. Bitch. Okay, so it just went on from there. And then we went out to Spirit Mountain, our favorite little spot, and we were just making good juju up on the hill and loving up on the trees. And I was dropping little Rice Krispie treat skulls all over the ground and giving them to the animals and the critters and the ancestors and whatever. And then we ended up back at the hotel and hit the hot tub. And it was much needed because old rickety bones here needed it desperately. So the next day we went to a powwow, which I love powwows. But there was one sad thing about it. It's in this community center, right? And in the parking in there, it's all got numbers. And we were told when we drove in, oh, don't park there where there's a number or you'll get towed away, because apparently there's apartment buildings there and they get all these spots. Well, they didn't happen to tell the Native Americans there. And when we were walking out, they were towing away the chief's vehicle. And it's like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. And obviously somebody must have talked him into letting it down at some point, but it was kind of an insult, you know. So then from there, we went. It is. From there, we went and we're driving up to see some tower up on a hill that looks like a penis. And it was closed. You couldn't get up there. So instead, we would just kind of danced around by the trees and stuff and did our thing. And I'm playing my songs, you know. I want to F you like an animal and all this. And it was awesome. And God enjoyed every moment of it. And then and then we went, what day was that? Then we went to a friend's house in Duluth, and we did bonfires and all that stuff as best you can in that cold weather. But Saturday night, we went to the Day of Dead. So we get to the hotel about 1, and guess who has to get makeup on 6 women? And you. We got to leave at 6, and everybody's napping except me. So I just start grabbing them, and it was this crazy fiasco. I'm splatting white paint all over their faces and everything. And then I made them do their own shit. But by the time I got done, you know, I'm just sweating like crazy, and I look very foolish. And then we went to the depot, and is where they were having this Day of the Dead thing. And it was so awesome. They had these huge puppets out. A big skeleton guy, and then they had a skeletal moose, and everybody was dressed like a skeleton. It was really awesome. They had belly dancers. I have video. And but it was really fun. And they had this one guy on stilts. He was dressed as a woman, but he was up on these stilts. And then we marched around the library, and unfortunately the guy in stilts fell off the stilts. Oh. Yeah, that wasn't very good. But yeah, it was fun. We had fun.
It sounds like you had a really fun time, even though you ended up getting sick from it.
Yeah, I know. I can't even, but I did get awesome sunrise shot, so it was well worth it. So there you go.
Well, good.
And well, I'm sure I'm forgetting stuff, but what did you do?
Well, since you abandoned me for 4 days, poor Michelle had to take custody of me because who else is going to entertain me in the middle of the night?
It's not called entertaining. It's called monitoring.
That's more realistic. Yes, I would have to agree with that. Yep. I was at the Mounds Theater, and I was dealing with the Night of the Living Dead zombies all weekend long and playing Candy Crush, and that was pretty much my week. It was pretty uneventful. I'm sure that there's more in there, but nothing too much that I can think of that was anything of anything. We have a great lineup for you guys tonight.
What? We do.
We've got the lovely Candy Ayers with her wisdom. We've got Gail Splinter with Pagan Parenting. And we've got a guest tonight. Her name is Frances Marie, and she is going to talk to us about how to be safe when, you know, you're investigating the paranormal. This is not a paranormal ghost show, but there are a lot of our listeners out there that do investigate. So our
let's face it, we do paranormal work too. So that's always some part of the show.
Right, exactly. So our whole theme tonight is all about protection, all about protecting your body, protecting your spirit. Just protection is our
game. Protecting your ass, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So with that, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music.
Not yet. No.
Why?
No. Whoa. Because we have to tell people stuff. Like going to 1201beyond.com to get a t-shirt or other t-shirts that they have available, or how they can contact us if they want to talk to us. How do they do that, Lisa?
Okay, I'm just going to tell you one thing. Okay, so I had like 2 cups of tea before the show started, so my mind is not in it right now. I'm like looking at the clock going, oh, we should take a break. Nope. I'm not paying attention because I've had too much caffeine, so I apologize. I am distracted as a mother.
Yes, and it's a good thing that I'm following Josh's prompts because you're being very naughty, and I will have to put you over my knee, and that's all there is to it. So where do they go to contact us, darling?
Okay. So, if you want to get a hold of us, you can hit us up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/sitaspellshow, or we've also got a website, which is sitaspell.net. You can contact us through either one of those. We love getting hearing from all of you, and we always comment back or, you know, respond.
Cry in the corner if you're negative to us.
If they're negative, we just send them light and love and tell them, bless you, and we want nothing but the best for you, and screw you. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
on the screw part.
No. So, if you want to, seriously, we've got some t-shirts available, and they're awesome. They're awesome ass cool, and they're at 1201beyond.com, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff there t-shirt-wise. Our show and a bunch of others that Josh is connected
with. Josh is our producer, and I'm just laughing at your voice, T. I'm so sorry. I can't help
it. And you can bite me, Miss Lisa Lee. But, yeah, go there.
Sound like me.
Go there. Check it out. I'm trying to keep us on task, you dumb blonde. No. Oh, I called you a dumb blonde. I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you, too. Okay.
I'm the dumb brunette freezing her ass outside in her pajamas. Okay, there you go.
There you go. Okay, can we take a quick break now? Because we've got music coming. We have picked out the most amazing songs for you tonight.
I think we could now, yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We come into this world unknown, but know that we are not alone. It shall knock us down.
Everybody loses it. Everybody wants to throw it all away sometimes. Oh, people like us, we've gotta stick together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here's to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living.
Candy Hours, our wisdom of the ages lady. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are y'all this evening?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good.
I can tell. Well, our quote this week, I mean, I just can feel the wellness overwhelming me. My quote this week is, the circle of protection moves with me. It goes where I go. It bends where I bend. It protects me on all sides from all things seen and unseen, so mote it be.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it got me to thinking about what are one of the oldest forms of protection that I can remember people using, and I'm old anyway, and that's sachets. Do y'all use sachets?
I don't know what that is.
Are you saying sachets?
Yes.
Oh, sachets. Okay. Yes, I know what that is.
How do those work?
Well, sachets are they date back centuries, but what they are is they're like little packets of muslin or linen or silk, and inside them are herbs that you have consecrated and made to be for protection. And they are usually buried in, outside the home or carried with you. They're hung from the doorways or hung from the highest points in the home. And now, as modern technology has caught up with them, they are hung in a lot of vehicles from the rearview mirror.
Cool.
Oh, I never thought about putting it in my car.
Some of the easiest herbs to put in it that, are everyday kind of herbs for us to use for protection would be like basil or cedar, garlic, sage, sea salt, rosemary, things that a lot of the kitchen witches already have in their cupboards.
And so what kind of things would you put in your car?
Well, you would make, for your car, you would do the rosemary, the sea salt, and the garlic. And that would be for traveling. For if you were doing it on your own personal self, other than, if you're allergic to a certain herb, then you would use the sage and the cedar and the basil and just carry it in your pocket. One of the interesting things that we do when we go camping is, the doorway to the tent, the flat. Mm-hmm. We dig a little hole right there at the flat and put one in the ground and then cover it back up so that the doorway to our tents are protected.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I just came up with an idea. If, those little ampoule bottles that you get when you get essential oils or stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Once it's empty, you could put your herbs in there, seal it shut, and then attach a string or something to hang from your neck.
Oh, that would be really cool.
That would work really good if you were allergic to the herb itself.
That would.
Then at least you've got it hanging there, and you wouldn't be getting itchy or sneezy.
That would do really good from the rearview mirror of your car also.
Yeah. Or
I love these ideas.
Strap it onto your doggy's neck.
That's it.
I would do
my dog needs that.
What?
I was just going to say, couldn't you sew up something? I mean, sew the herbs in something and wrap it around your dog's neck as like an extra protective thing, but it's always there?
Sort of like they do with the homeopathic flea powders and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, every single time we have you on, I have so many ideas, and I want to get off the show so that I can implement them.
Well, that's good because it makes the creative juices flow. So everybody out there, be careful. Use your protection, and not just that protection, but other protections.
Okay.
We're all about condoms.
Yes, we are. Safe sex.
Candy, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom with us again. You are amazing.
Thank y'all. See y'all next week.
All right. Have a good night. And now we want to introduce to you our beautiful Gail Splinter with Pagan Parenting. Gail, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Also great. What do you have for us tonight?
Good. Okay, well, tonight I'm going to talk about how do we as pagan parents protect our children. First of all, I think let's just forget the pagan part for a second. Pagan or not, how do we protect our kids in both the long run and short term? Long run, I think we need to teach our children to self-care. They need to know how to feel capable, confident, and competent. They need to learn self-reliance. They need to know to trust in their choices, trust in themselves. They need to recognize that feeling inside, like we'll tell them, like, that's what it feels like when you lie, or that's what it feels like when you finish a book. We need to help them to know and understand themselves and teach them to trust that inner self for direction and stay connected to it. That can help protect our children and keep them connected and aware. We want them to know how to protect themselves when we're not around. We're not going to always be here. By giving them responsibilities that are age appropriate, we can set them up where they will find success. Have them do chores or tasks or something that are just a little above their level, be it an age level or emotional maturity. Make them challenge themselves and help them to succeed. Point out what it feels, when it feels internally when you succeed or accomplish a goal. Or even if you don't, get in touch with those feelings, know them, and learn to trust them. We can't live in fear. Short term, especially when they're young, we want our kids to learn to scream, you know, stranger danger. We teach them to find another mom with kids and ask them for help when they're lost. You can't always trust a badge. It's one thing living in fear. It's quite another to be aware and try to be alert and to make informed decisions. Okay, now, as pagan parents, we can use our sense of being to enlist the help of love and light and energy around us and protecting our children. This is also something we can do. I'll share with you what I do whenever I'm feeling particularly vulnerable. It's a bare bones protection ritual, spell, meditation, prayer, whatever you want to call it. But it helps get the job done. But first, you need to trust yourself and the choices that you make. You trust the universe or God or goddess or whatever you want to call it. Probably note here that I always use universe or spirit, but if you want to substitute for God, goddess, higher power, self, whatever you want to call it, go ahead. Also know that intent is everything. The vibe you put out to the universe is the one that comes back at you. So if you send out a positive vibe, that's the energy that you will dwell within when you're doing your protection meditation. So I start by saying something like, if it be for the greater good of all, protect me and mine, and then I name them. Excuse me. Keep us healthy, happy, and safe. We are loved. And then stop and breathe and feel that love. Just take a minute and actually feel that love coming through, feel that connectedness, and then just dwell there for a moment. And while you're doing that, envision this. Now, I've got a couple, a few options that I use depending on what my circumstances are. Sometimes I'll envision like a mirror that encompasses the whole house or the kids or school or whatever it is that I'm focusing on. That helps to reflect or deflect negativity. Sometimes I'll envision protective white light around the house or my children. Sometimes I'll envision that it's invisible. So that kind of deals with things that are seen and unseen. Sometimes I'll envision a big bubble around the house or my kids or whatever. And then the negative energy just kind of bounces off. It can't penetrate. Sometimes I do more of a pink light if my kids are going into a social circumstance, you know, where they're uncomfortable. I'll send them out with a protection of a pink light around them. After you're visualizing, you say something like, wrap us in love, hold us close. And then you feel that experience. This can affect your chakras. You'll feel that like in your body. And if it's something that's tied to whatever it is that you're protecting. And then you end with some mode of be or amen or whatever it is that you use to close out your meditation. Make sure that you use your own words that have a particular meaning for you. Personalize it if you choose to do this. For me, I will pull up this meditation when I'm driving or if I'm heading out on a long distance drive or sometimes before school when the kids are heading off, if they've got a test that they're concerned about or report to do. Sometimes during the day, I'll have a feeling of foreboding and somebody will pop into my mind or just in general, a kind of a feeling. And then I'll pull up one of these meditations and focus on this. Anytime I'm feeling vulnerable at all, sometimes when I'm doing the dishes or taking a shower, I'll do this meditation. I'll do one at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. Sometimes I add in something to the effect of like I'll ask the universe or self or higher power, whatever, for guidance and strength, answers and direction. At the start of the day, I'll begin with a grateful meditation or prayer. I'll say, thanks for another day. Thank you for bringing us safely through the night. Thank you for all the lessons that I'll learn today as I let spirit guide me and help me to be aware as I look for direction. Then you do the visualization part. You ask for protection and guidance. At the end of the day, I may say something like, thank you for the lessons I've learned today. Maybe you need clarification on something that you're looking for answers for, that didn't quite get it during the day. Ask. Now's the time to ask. Guide us, guard us, keep us safe, healthy, and happy throughout the night, and be with my family members. Then I name them specifically, and then anything else that I need to add to that, I'll do that at that point. You can also teach your children to raise their own protection spell. Now, I found one on the web that teaches children to raise their own protection for sleeping. You can try this. Maybe teach them this prayer. Oh, golden light, oh, silver light, please weave your web around me and protect me through the night. My day is done. My night's begun. My dreams before me are found. I sleep in peace of light, my perfect circle bound. Universe bless, so mote it be. Amen. And then if you do spellcraft, I found a quick spell that you can do. It's a child protection spell. You anoint the child, or if you have a photo of your child, you can use that. You anoint them with a protection oil, sage or rosemary or juniper, or sprinkle it with salt and water or smudge stick, whatever works for you. Visualize your child surrounded by protective white light and say, safe and protected, this child will be until, and then you put your child's name in here, until Zoe returns to me. Universe, watch over my child with loving heart, both fierce and mild. Keep Zoe safe from threat or harm with the power of this charm. So mote it be. So there you have it. At least it's a place to start. I can post these spells on our website. And if you go there, take a minute to say hello. Drop me a line. I'll read emails if you have any questions. Or if you have an idea for a possible topic or something you'd like to focus on that we can explore more, drop me a note. I will read all emails. So I'll let you do it.
Lots of awesome information tonight.
No kidding. Wow.
I'm totally blown away.
So am I. Wow, Gail, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Okay, so, yes. Speechless.
Yeah, there's a lot of us who are sick tonight, so we forgive us for our froggy voices and
sorry about that.
Voice clearing. But yeah, we love you all. So up next we have Frances Marie, who's gonna talk to us also about protection and the paranormal.
We'll be right back.
May the angels protect you. Trouble neglect you, and heaven accept you. When it's time to go home, may you always have plenty. Your glass never empty, and know in your belly you're never alone. May your tears come from laughing. You find friends worth having. With every year passing, they mean more than gold. May you win, but stay humble. Smile more than grumble. And know when you stumble, you're never alone. Never alone. The cold winds won't blow, so when hard times have found you and your fear surrounds you, wrap my love around you. You're never alone. Never.
To the Sit a Spell show, we have tonight for you this amazing woman. She was raised in the U.S., but she now lives in the U.K., and she's a paranormal investigator. She has been on loads of shows, and she is all about keeping people safe. Welcome to the show, Frances Marie. How are you, sweetheart?
Thank you for having me. I am doing just wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
We are so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
As far as me, I grew up raised by my grandparents, and my whole childhood seemed to be revolved around things I couldn't explain. And I used to go to my grandmother all the time and say, but such and such is happening, and the closet doors keep opening, and things on television would come on. Back in the days of That's Incredible, not giving away my age, am I? anyway, so That's Incredible would be on, and there'd be a segment on a haunting. And my grandmother would say, oh, this is just all made up for TV. And I just said to her, I said, I don't feel like it is. It doesn't feel right, you know. And for someone who was about 5-6 years old at the time, I just seemed to have a feeling like something was guiding me to do the certain things, like take pictures. And so my grandmother had an old 110 film camera, and it had one of flashes that was like a cube that you put on top.
I remember.
And yeah. And once in a while, something would happen and I would grab that camera and I would take a picture of it. And I had a couple of very strange photographs in the house that even for a 110, there was nothing, anything else wrong with any of the other pictures that were taken. It was only specific photographs, like in the closet. There was nothing reflective in the closet. And then a couple other places again were non-reflective areas looking back as an adult now.
So you were all about safety. So you moved from the US to the UK. And I know that there's differences in how both sides of the Atlantic investigate. Before we get into the safety part, can you tell me a little bit about some of the differences that they do or that there are?
Yes. Being in the United States, I was used to a limited amount of history. And it seems like the history in America will go back as far as ancient Indian burial sites.
Mm-hmm.
Anything further than that is still a bit unknown. But you come over to England, and there's so much history over here. It's literally in layers, like sedimentary rock.
Oh, wow.
And so much more has happened over here. So many wars, plagues, kings, so much. And it's absolutely amazing. And to still see a lot of the history around you, because there are a lot of castles over here, which is very uncommon, you know, in the United States, unless somebody's had one built in the last 100 years. But these have come from 10th century ruins up to 1500s. And they're just absolutely breathtaking, having come from America. You take this all in. And I went to Stonehenge, and I saw it, and it just feels electric.
I've been there, and doesn't it feel like there's bees buzzing underneath your feet?
Yes. And have you been to Avebury Circle as well? The three circles?
Yes. Yep, I love that place even more than Stonehenge.
Me too, because I could put my hand on the blue granite, and you just feel the energy. It's like it shows, like you can see a picture in your mind's eye of people that were moving the stones.
It's amazing. And you've been to the Ancient Ram. That's like one of your babies.
Yes, that's my home away from home.
that place has so many legends and so much negativity. How do you protect yourself when you're getting ready to go in to investigate a place like that?
Well, first of all, with the history of the Ancient Ram, this was quite strange. But 2 weeks before that I ever knew that I was going to the Ancient Ram, I was a bit unsure whether I'd be able to make it because it was a 3.5 hour journey for me. But 2 weeks prior, almost every single night, I had nightmares, and they were reoccurring the same type of what myself and two colleagues believed were one of the spirits that have attached itself to the Ancient Ram. And it was so bad. Before I ever went, he was already telling me through very lucid dreams to stay away. He tried telling me that absolutely everything is haunted and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And I do have this up on YouTube. I took that segment out because I was asked about those series of nightmares before I knew I was going. But when I did go there, yeah, to make sure that I was safe, you have to make sure that your physical health is in good condition. So, if you have a flu or pneumonia or something, you're probably going to want to stay away. It lowers your energy levels. Mm-hmm. Again, that's on each person's belief system. Another thing that I believe is it's important not to have negative, having had fights or arguments prior to an investigation, that you can take that negative energy with you into that investigation and leave yourself open to negative energy coming into you. And so if I don't have all those things in check, then I would rather not go to protect myself and to protect anyone else that I would be going with, because I'm potentially putting them at harm too.
What about drinking on investigations? Or before?
Alcohol? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree, but I know a couple of investigators that they actually do have cocktails before an investigation, and in my opinion, I think that's insane. That just opens you up for all kinds of crazy.
Yes, I think that really lowers your inhibitions, and so I believe that it lowers a field around you, almost like I hate bringing up stuff about having any special abilities, because I don't want to be one of those next Frances Marie, the psychic medium, or, you know, I depend so much on scientific research that it's just another tool to help guide me in the right direction to scientifically document it.
Do you do any specific rituals or anything like that when it comes, you know, before you go into an investigation? Like any, you know what I mean?
No, I don't do any prayers per se.
Okay.
I don't have any tallies. But usually this doesn't always happen, because I think what you carry with you in your heart, and just basically your own energy, being confident and having faith in a way, is equal to any physical object that you might carry on you.
I think that's beautiful. Frances, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show. If people want to find you, how do they find you?
I've just started a website. They can go to www.safeparanormal.com and they can get more in-depth information. That's coming soon. I've just started it about 2 days ago, but everything should be coming together in another week or so time. I will be adding a lot of in-depth information of how people can stay physically safe, stay emotionally, spiritually safe, and get the most out of their investigation and come away from it healthy.
That is absolutely wonderful, and we're going to add you to our website and to our Facebook as well, so people know how to find you. And Frances, thank you again so much for joining us on the show. T, this has just been an amazing show, don't you think?
Oh, I think it was amazing.
Frances is wonderful.
I know.
Thank you, sweetheart, for coming on our show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, T, one of our best. It was fun, don't you think?
Yeah.
You got it. You got anything going on next week?
No.
Nope.
Not until the 15th, when I leave again for another 3 days of adventure in cold weather, where I'll probably sound even sexier.
I gotta say, your voice is hilarious. You've got that love deep, it. Sexy thing going on, baby.
You love it and you know it.
I've got Zombies at the Theater again. Last weekend for you guys to come to the Mounds Theater and see the Night of the Living Dead play, which is hilarious and fun and scary as hell. Other than that, I am not doing anything but playing Candy Crush.
You need to get a better hobby.
I found one, but I'll tell you about that later. So we want to thank you guys so much for listening and spending this hour with us, especially all our new Tuesday listeners. You are very important to us. We love you dearly. Remember that you are absolutely important in every way. Go out in the world tomorrow and make a difference in someone's life. I don't care if it's just making someone smile by saying, hey, those are beautiful shoes. I don't care what it is. Just go out there and do something nice. Be the change out there. Remember that you are perfect in every single way. And remember, my darlings, to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
We can feel a change is coming, like a kiss upon the tide, breathing life into every heart, a hope for kinder times. As we'll walk this road together, though at times we felt alone, in the struggle to live to sun, we find a strength.
CitySpell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.